Welcome to E-commerce Explained, the podcast that'll help you to start, launch, and grow your own successful online store. My name is Warwick Hearns, and I'm South Africa's e-commerce expert. Back in 2010, I founded the award-winning online store Action Gear, and I grew that business from zero to doing over 20 million rand in annual revenue back in 2017, when I sold the business so that I could dedicate myself to helping South African online entrepreneurs just like you to avoid the pitfalls which I had to overcome so that you can achieve more success online faster. I'm really excited that you're listening to this, and I look forward to having you on this journey with me, where I'm going to show you how to get your online store started, grow your sales with the best digital marketing methods, and scale your business to bring about more and more success. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review with your thoughts. Let's get into this. Welcome back. In this episode, I'm going to be taking you through 6 top tips on how to package your parcels. This is not maybe the most exciting topic that you've ever heard me talk about, but it is crucial for anybody who's selling online because ultimately the couriers do not take responsibility for packaging. That is your responsibility. And if you read on the courier's websites, they actually advise you that the parcel that you send with them, well, it needs to be able to survive a 1 meter drop at a minimum, or at a maximum rather. Goodness, if they threw it off a building, that wouldn't work. But at a maximum, a 1 meter drop, that's what you need to package up your parcels to be able to survive. So what can you do to be able to make sure that you package it up correctly and nicely so that when the customer gets it on the other end, they have a wonderful experience of opening up a box and a parcel that is not damaged or broken? Because goodness, that can lead to bad customer experiences. So I've got 6 top tips lined up for you, which have been given to me by the courier guys. The good old guys at the courier guys, they've been voted by our community as being the most used and most popular courier service for online sellers. And they are joining our community. They're sponsoring it for the month of November with a lot of great information just like this to help you to get your deliveries to your customers through the month of November. Of course, we've got Black Friday coming up. And so we want to make sure that we are doing this right because we're going to be sending a lot of parcels. Well, let's hope so at the least. All right, so let's get into tip number 1, which is about the size of the box that you select for the product that you're going to be sending. Now, of course, it might be tempting just to use any old box that you can, but you should really choose the box, the size of the box that fits the product that you're sending as closely as possible so that there isn't movement for the product to be moving and rolling around inside the box, which just leads to more opportunity for it to not end up at the customer in the right condition. Now, there are a wide range of boxes that are available. You can order these from packaging companies, or you could just pop down to Postnet. If you're sending a couple orders, your first few orders, then go out to Postnet and you can go and buy a few of them. They're not too expensive. And it's really important that the box size matches the product size as closely as possible so that there's not too much room. Of course, it's nice to have a little bit of wiggle room around the side so you can shove some paper or some newspaper or some plastic or something recyclable into there so that it also helps to not have the product moving around too much. Cool. So tip number 2 is about the weight of the box. Now, the heavier the box, the more likely it is to break open because it's pushing out on those seams. The tape might not be able to hold the weight. In fact, there is an industry standard and a rule that any box over 17 kilograms cannot be picked up by one person. They need a forklift or they need a team of people to lift the box. Now, 17 kilos, that's a pretty heavy box. So I'm not sure what you're sending out, but hopefully it isn't 17 kilos. But even if you are sending some heavy, heavy items, if you can, break those products across multiple different boxes. And you can still put them under one label, but having the weight distributed across different boxes, well, it makes it easier for people to carry. You know, sometimes you might have experienced this yourself where you go to pick up something and it's, whoa, that's way heavier than I expected it to be. Now, the guys in these warehouses who are just moving hundreds and thousands of boxes per day, they may not expect your box to be ultra heavy. And maybe they just, it slips out of their hand or something. Of course, they don't plan for that to happen. But if the weight is not too much, then that's not going to happen. So having a weight distributed across multiple boxes, well, that's just going to help your product to get to the end location in a better condition. Something else you can do, tip number 3, is if you are reusing some old boxing, and I know that this is tempting because as we start to get some stock from our suppliers, well, then they're sending products to us in boxes. So it's quite nice to kind of cut those boxes down, flat pack them behind the cupboard, and use those whenever there's a delivery that matches the size of that box that we have. Because even though these boxes are relatively cheap, the cost does still add up, and I'm all about recycling. So if you get the chance to be able to reuse a box that came in from a supplier, well, let's absolutely do that. But just be sure that the box is not damp or not damaged in any way. It doesn't have any torn marks or damaged corners or anything like that. Because anything that's, if you're putting your products into a box that's already damaged, well, the chances of it getting more damaged becomes higher. Something else you just need to be aware of if you are reusing somebody else's boxes is to make sure that any barcodes or previous labels from the other deliveries, the delivery to you, for example, well, when they made that delivery, there would have been labels from the couriers on that box. There might be barcodes, and you need to get rid of those. You need to take them off or take a permanent marker and scratch them out, because otherwise, when you send it out the door, the couriers don't know which one is which, like which one is now, which one was the old one, and it might just lead to the thing getting sent all over the place instead of where it should be going. So that was number three. Number four is a tip about one of the great tips of how to avoid higher charges. And I know that for anybody who's sending parcels and watching that bill, you always are trying to be conscious of taping down your box as small as possible, because the bigger the box, well, the more the charge, the higher the charge. And what we need to understand is that these courier companies, the way that they measure these boxes is not with a ruler, it's not with a tape, because there are thousands of boxes moving through their warehouse every single day. The way that they do it is they've got these very fancy lasers, which I've seen them in action. And at the courier guy, I think they've got four of them around their warehouse. These things cost over R1 million each. And these lasers just scan the parcel as it moves across the conveyor belt. Now, the lasers are working on the maximum dimensions of the packaging in three dimensions. And as a box moves through, or as the parcel moves through, it measures it, and that's what you get charged on. So now, if we understand that there's some laser technology that's measuring our box, well, then we need to understand that we need to tape down that box as tightly as possible, because a perfect scenario would be a perfectly shaped cube. That's going to be measured as the shape of that cube moving through. But you might have, maybe before you've been packaging up an order and you shove some extra stuff there and you kind of squeeze down the top and you tape it down, hoping that that you're going to fit it all in there. And when you send the box out the door, it's all swollen and it's like kind of popping out, but you know that box is secure, so that's awesome because it's not going to break. But the swelling means that when it goes through that laser machine, it's not going to measure at the dimensions of the corner. It's going to measure that swelling as being the maximum dimension of that box. So you are theoretically going to be overcharged. I know a lot of people phone up the couriers and say, heck, I got overcharged. The box was this size. And then when they look at the camera of that box moving through, they see there was swollen. Another thing that happens to cause the same potential overcharges, in air quotes, is when you are using a flyer bag. Now, a flyer bag is that plastic sleeve that you get from the courier, and you put your products in there and you send it out. Now, sometimes you might tape that flyer bag down, but if there's like a corner or like this little ear, the corner piece of the flyer bag, it's sticking out at a weird angle, well, that's going to do the exact same thing. As it goes through the laser, it's going to measure this weird angle, this little thing sticking out the corner, and it's going to say, well, that's the maximum dimension. So now it's not just a flyer bag, it's measured as a much bigger box, and that charge hits your invoice. So of course, if you do ever pick this stuff up, you can ask them to review it. They look at the camera, they check, oh, it was actually a flyer bag. Now, of course, we got to give them a bit of leeway here, because they can't go and measure or check or watch every single bag is measured accurately. They use this very expensive technology to do it, because they can't just do it for every single parcel. So what we can do to help avoid that situation proactively is to tape down our corners, like the flyer bags, tape it down. If there's a piece of paper, like an invoice or a label that's sticking up, well, the same thing happens. So make sure that your box and your taping and your packaging and everything is taped down nice and flat. And when you do that, well, it's going to work like clockwork, and we're going to have no problems whatsoever. So let's go ahead to tip number five, which is an easy one, but it's amazing how many people get this wrong. And this is mistakes from the customers and from us as online sellers. It's quite simply the address. The customer's address needs to be accurate. It needs to be correct. It is amazing how many customers don't actually know their own their own address. And more often than not, it's actually the postal code, which causes a whole bunch of challenges. It's amazing how many people actually write down the wrong postal code. Maybe they're just not sure what the postal code is and they guess, or maybe they just never knew what it was and they've just assumed that it was the wrong one. Because what happens with the couriers is that the first thing that they do is they send, like if they're looking at the address, the first thing they'll do is look at the postal code and they'll start directing that parcel towards that postal code. Then once it's in the postal code, then they work down the address line. So cool, it's in the Gauteng area. Now we're going to look, it's in the Sandton area. Now it's in the road address. So they start from that direction down. So now if the customer is actually putting in the wrong address, it's going to lead to delays and just all kinds of weird problems, you know. So often the couriers do actually pick this up. The area managers know what their postal codes are and what the addresses are because these guys are delivering all day long. They're picking up and dropping off. So they know the street names. And often they'll try and correct it for you, but we can't rely on them to make that correction. So it's important on our website, on the shipping policies, to encourage customers to understand what their postal code is and to write it accurately, because that's going to help us to just make sure that the delivery happens quicker, and that leads to happier customers, better customer experience, better feedback, and overall just better e-commerce. So that is a great thing for us to be doing. And the last tip, number six, is to book the right service to be able to avoid, again, and I'm doing air quotes over here, what I want to say is overcharges, and I'm saying that in air quotes, because a lot of the time, online sellers, well, they say that they book a parcel online, and they say, well, this should cost me 60 Rand, and then the invoice comes, and it's 110, but what can sometimes happen is that if you haven't measured the parcel correctly, you might have chosen the wrong service to begin with. So the actual one, the service that you're charged on the invoice is the charge that should have been picked in the first place. So to avoid that happening, just make sure that you understand the weight and the size of your parcel so that you can choose the right service to begin with. Now, this is an important aspect because understanding the weight and the size of the parcel is crucial to understanding what you're going to be charged, because the couriers don't actually always charge you on the size of the parcel. I know, strange, right? Sometimes they'll charge you on the weight of the parcel. So there's two ways that they'll charge you, either the actual size or the volumetric size. Wait, the actual weight or the volumetric weight. That's correct. So the difference can be explained like this. If you were sending like a box, and let's say that box is 1 meter by 1 meter by 1 meter, it's a big cube, and it's sitting on the floor and it's full of cement or bricks or something really heavy that's hard to pick up. And in that case, it would be charged on the weight of the parcel. But a box full of feathers, well, that doesn't weigh nearly as much, but it still takes up a lot of space in the van. And a lot of the courier charges are measured on how much space these boxes take up, whether it's in a van, on a train, or in an aeroplane. And there, they don't look at the actual weight, they look at the volumetric weight. So you need to understand, if your parcel's not very heavy, if it's a big bulky box, but there isn't much weight in there, then you might actually be charged more than you're expecting because they're actually working it out on the volumetric weight and not the actual weight. So that's just something that we need to be aware of to also avoid the situation where we think that we're being overcharged, where we might not actually be accurate because they're charging us on the volumetric weight, not the actual weight. So that's just something to keep in mind. And that is what I wanted to share with you guys today, nice and short, but there's going to be lots more fantastic tips because we've got the courier guy, they're in our community for the whole month of November, and they're doing so because they want to help you guys to have this information to make sure that your deliveries run smoothly, because let's face it, November, Black Friday, going into Christmas, this is a time of year when we are all sending way more parcels than ever before. So let's make sure we're doing it correctly so that we can get the parcels out the door and to the customers as quickly as possible without any complications for ourselves or any complications for the couriers or the customers for that matter, because we want to make sure that the delivery of this parcel is done perfectly. Now, of course, we as online sellers, we are so reliant on the courier delivery being done accurately because we can be doing everything right. We can have a wonderful website, wonderful products, wonderful customer service, and we can get a sale on our site and we've done everything correctly. But when we hand that parcel over to the courier, now our customer service and the customer experience is in the hands of that courier, because if the parcel arrives late or it doesn't arrive at all or it's broken, well, then the customer is upset, even though we did everything right. But when we take these six tips that I've shared with you now and we put them into action, then it's going to lead to the courier being able to deliver more accurately, more and more quickly, and keeping making sure that the parcel is arriving in great condition. And that is what we want, to bring about great customer service, great customer feedback, and to get our customers to come and shop with us again and again because of the fact that they had a wonderful time with us. So that's it for today, but join us inside the Insaki e-commerce community, the free group on Facebook. Heck, there's nearly 17,000 of us in that group. Everybody loving selling online right here in South Africa. If you're not part of that group, go ahead and join. It's absolutely free on Facebook. Just search for the Insaki e-commerce community, and I'm in there. So let's chat in there. Otherwise, join me next week, Monday, where we'll be dropping another episode of this podcast, E-commerce Explained. Have a great time. I'll chat to you guys then. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm excited to have you along on this journey with me, and I wish you all the best with implementing this information in your own online store. If you'd like to access my free range of e-commerce strategies, tools, and mini courses that have helped thousands of South African entrepreneurs just like you, then be sure to visit insaki.co.za/free. I'm looking forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Till then, take care.